You don't have to be a specialist to appreciate the importance of animation. It is everywhere, in our homes, schools, work, and everywhere there is a screen. We, humans, have been attempting to depict things in motion as long as we have been able to draw. Bronze Age pottery and Leonardo da Vinci's sketches serve as wonderful examples of these attempts. But the animation, that is manipulating pictures in such a way as to create an illusion of movement, is a much more recent phenomenon. 185 years ago, Belgian physicist Joseph Plateau unveiled an invention that is widely considered to have produced the first true animation. As a university student, Plateau noticed in some early experiments that when looking from a small distance at two concentric cogwheels that turned fast in opposite directions, it produced an illusion of a motionless wheel. He decided to investigate the phenomenon further and later published his findings in a Belgian scholarly journal in January of 1833. Plateau's device became known as a phenakistoscope. The first part of the term derives from the Greek phenakizen, which means to deceive or fool. So the term was intended to convey the sense of optical deception that the viewer was about to experience. The simple gadget uses a spinning disc attached vertically to a handle. Arrayed around the disc's center are a series of drawings showing phases of animation, and cut through it are a series of equally spaced radial slits. The user would spin the disc and look through the moving slits at the disc's reflection in a mirror. The scanning of the slits across the reflected images kept them from simply blurring together, so that the user would see a rapid succession of images that appeared to be a single moving picture. The device proved to be very popular and was soon mass-produced and marketed under some more easily pronounceable names, including phantomoscope, phantoscope, and one more prosaic, magic wheel. At the Noel Collection, we have a complete set of the first edition phenakistoscope that was published in 1833 and ranks among the earliest mass-produced animations. The animations on these discs show a young boy ringing a bell, a wife beating her cheating husband with a stick, a horse jumping through the hoops, or a man riding an early bicycle. These animations were indeed rather simple. But over the following years, designs would become more and more complicated, depicting intricate phantasmagoric scenes in high color. The phenakistoscope was eventually supplanted in popular imagination and is now largely forgotten, relegated to a pre-cinema curiosity. And yet, strangely, in the internet age, the concept pioneered by Plateau has come full circle. Nowadays, we have returned to producing and sharing similar short looping animations, reminiscent of a device that preceded the animated GIFs by 155 years. And for the Noel Collection, I'm Alexander Mikaberidze.
Treasures of the Noel is a production of Red River Radio and the Noel Collection.